Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So during our last two confirmation classes, we have been learning about God's commandments. We talked about how the commandments are not weapons that God uses against us, but that they create healthy boundaries for our relationships with God and with each other. Anne Marie shared with our youth how the cross reminds us that we are in relationship with God and with each other. We talked about how that vertical beam is the connection between us and God, and the horizontal beam is the connection between all of us as God's children. One of the challenges of teaching about faith is that sometimes faith and our religious practices can feel abstract or disconnected from our everyday lives. It can feel like being a Christian is only about having a particular set of beliefs, following specific instructions or rules, or even that it's only part of our Sunday morning. But faith is never so compartmented. God is with us in every part of our lives. And faith is never merely intellectual. It is always a matter of the heart. And while it is never private, it is always personal. Today, the prophet Isaiah makes sure that we know that the Lord speaks to each one of us particularly. And as the Lord speaks, the language is personal. The Lord is not speaking in vague generalities. The Lord is speaking directly to those whom he has created. The book of Isaiah is divided into three parts, and our reading today is from the second section. These chapters from 40 to 55 are addressed to Israel as they remain in exile in Babylon, and they contain hope and encouragement for the people of God. In the very first verse of our reading, we hear God's assurance, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Author Madeline Lingle writes this about naming. To name is to love. To be named is to be loved. When God says that God names us as God's own. Beloved, forgiven, and free. Just as in baptism at the font, God makes us God's own children and adopts us into God's family, Isaiah says that God names us and we belong to God. Lengel tells the story of how her name sometimes was taken from her. For instance, when an interviewer addressed her by her first name, although they really didn't know each other. But she also writes warmly of times when her readers would write, "Dear Madeline," because they felt like she had given them the gift of her name through the books she had written. We see the power of naming in Scripture, too. God renames Abram and Sarai as Abraham and Sarah when God establishes God's covenant with them. Jacob is renamed Israel, the one who strives with God when he wrestles with God at Peniel. Simon is renamed Peter by Jesus. And of course, Saul encounters Jesus on the Damascus Road, and from then on is called Paul. In the text from Isaiah, our naming and our belonging come with a promise. Twice in our reading today, God commands us, "Do not fear." If we do not know who we are or whose we are, we have lots to fear because we cannot know where to put our trust. Every day, our news feeds and socials are saturated with opinions about what or whom to fear. But our identity as God's children helps us know who we belong to and to whom we are obedient. Because we belong to God, therefore we do not have to be afraid. We have freedom through Christ to live as children of God. And really, that is what discipleship is. Being a disciple is about how to live as a child of God, about learning what that means. A little bit later today, we will celebrate Ellie's baptism and welcome her into the family of God. Her parents and godparents will make promises to her. And as a congregation, we will make promises to her to help her grow and to live in that Christian faith and life. And as we make those promises, we will remember that baptism is only the starting place. It is only the beginning of a faith-filled life. It is in this life that we will continue to return to the water where we remember our own baptisms, to scripture where we hear the word of God, to the table where we are nourished and receive the Lord's Supper, and to this faith community where we live together among God's faithful people. The God who created us and names us, loves us, and redeems us so that we can live as children of God, not just today, but every day. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we give thanks for your abundant love that makes us your precious children. Give us confidence that we belong to you. May we trust in you and not be afraid. Help us live in obedience to your word and live faithfully as your children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.